This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is deploying additional military might in the Middle East as a defensive measure with a goal of de-escalating tensions in the region, a White House official said on Sunday. Regional tensions have increased following the assassination on Wednesday of a leader of the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas in Tehran, a day after an Israeli strike in Beirut killed a senior military commander from the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Both groups are backed by Iran. Fears of a wider war in the Middle East spiked on Sunday as strikes on Gaza kill over dozens and a stabbing in Israel kills two, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including three children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed two Israelis and wounded two others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian pilots have started flying F-16s for operations within the nation, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday, confirming the long-awaited arrival of the U.S.-made fighter jets more than 29 months after Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader announced the use of F-16s, which Kyiv has long lobbied for, as he met military pilots at an airbase flanked by two of the jets, with two more flying overhead.